Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got quite a few interviews coming up this afternoon. The last one between 2 and 3, we've got Terry, and he's part of the Rotary Club of Healesville. He's a president-elect down here. We're going to do a choice tunes on him. We'll find out all about his life and how he gets to the stage where he's going to become the president of the Rotary Club. Between 1 and 2, we've got Victor Purton. We've spoken to Victor Purton before. Victor is one of the most positive men that I know. He's always talking about positivity, and at the moment, a few people, I think, we all need a bit of a lift, so we're talking to him. In this hour, we'll be talking to, Crime Stoppers, Alex, and then that'll be finished up. Then we'll have about 12:20, we'll talk to Mr. Exciter. Sorry, I seem at a bit of a loss this afternoon, but we've had a problem here. For some reason, the show I put together has disappeared off the computer. So anyway, that's my problem, not yours. First of all, Alex, after all that rambling, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I've had a better day, but anyway, that's not your problem. Alex, I said we want to talk about stalking today. Now, I've got to say that I would have thought that stalking was just people following people home and all that, but there's a lot more to stalking, isn't there?
Yeah, it is quite deeper than that. It is really harmful behaviour. It's not just a single incident of, you know, someone following you home, but it's a pattern of a repeated behaviour by another person over time, which causes a victim to feel distressed, fearful, or worried about their safety or the safety of others. So common signs of stalking do include persistent and unwanted contact, such as repeated phone calls, texts, or emails. It could be that someone is watching you closely and secretly monitoring your actions and movements without your permission. There may even be unwanted contact, so someone keeps trying to get in touch with you after you've told them to stop. And that can be those repeated phone calls and texts and even gifts or visits to your house or where you work. As well, threatening behaviour also counts as stalking. So when someone's actions cause you to feel fearful or intimidated, this can be direct threats to you or your family, aggressive gestures, or any action that suggests that someone may become violent or dangerous. So victims may notice someone is loitering near their home or workplace. That counts as stalking as well. Showing up at places they frequent without a legitimate reason, or maybe unsolicited attempts to follow or monitor them. So you may even receive threatening or harassing messages, finding personal information or belongings being tampered with, and notice that someone is tracking your activities or your whereabouts. And actually, according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the key findings from the 24th of February this year were that 1 in 5 women and over 1 in 15 men have experienced stalking since the age of 15. So it is quite common.
It's weighted very heavily against the women, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's much common than we think, and it's, you know, it's not just in the movies, but also 51% of the adult population from this research showed us that 51% had experienced stalking through technology-facilitated stalking. So, yeah, these numbers are quite high.
All right, so I guess there are some things we've got to do to try and protect ourselves from stalking, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. If you suspect someone is stalking you, or you think someone is stalking a friend, family member, anything like that, you should be taking immediate steps to ensure safety. So you want to document all things of the stalking, such as saving messages, taking notes of occurrences, and gathering evidence like photos or videos if, you know, it is safe for you to do so. It's important to avoid direct confrontation with the stalker as well. So don't reply to the text messages, phone calls, or emails, and don't return any unwanted gifts if you get any, as these can be used as evidence. So keep those gifts. And you should contact police if your life is threatened, so on 000 immediately. But if you're not in immediate danger, you can still visit your local police station to discuss your options and even receive referrals to support services. You should also be talking to a trusted loved one about it, you know, telling a family member or a friend or even a work colleague about your situation, just to build up your support system to make it harder for the stalker to get information about you, because they might be trying to get information about you from all these other people, not just you. So you can also consider changing your daily routine and just securing your personal information and using privacy settings on social media. You know, don't post too much about where you are and what you're doing and who you're with. And as well, if you need to contact law enforcement and seek an intervention order, an IVO, you can do that as well if it is necessary. So there are a lot of different support options available in Victoria, and you can contact services if you need. So to report stalking, you may think that, you know, if you think that you are the target of stalking, you can again talk to your police at the local station. You can call them. It is important to remember that through some stalking behaviours, people are isolated, and while, you know, some of these behaviors may not always be illegal, sending someone, you know, a gift or a letter when someone's behavior is unwanted, repeated, or makes you feel scared, that is considered a crime. So that repeated unwanted behavior is actually considered a crime, so it should be reported.
What are the psychological and emotional impacts of stalking on the victim?
Yeah, well, they can be profound and debilitating. Victims often experience high levels of fear, anxiety, and stress, as you can imagine, which can lead to chronic emotional distress and a diminished sense of personal safety. So stalking can cause victims to feel isolated as well, because they may withdraw from social activities and relationships to avoid further harassment. It can also lead to sleep disturbances, depression, and a decline in overall mental health. So addressing these effects requires comprehensive support and intervention, and victims should have access to mental health services, including counselling and therapy, just to help them process their experience and manage their emotional response. So support services should also focus on safety planning and providing practical assistance to help victims regain that sense of control and security again. So organisations specialising in victim support, such as, you know, there's domestic violence shelters and advocacy groups, they can both offer emotional and practical support and legal advice as well, and assistance if you believe that you need that to help with navigating the reporting process. Additionally, creating a supportive environment where victims feel empowered to seek help and report their experiences is really crucial in mitigating the long-term impacts of stalking. If, you know, you are talking about it with your family and friends, it is going to help you feel a bit better.
So how is technology and social media influencing stalking? It's probably made it easier, has it?
Yeah, it definitely has helped facilitate stalking by providing perpetrators with, you know, unprecedented access to personal information and communication channels. So social media platforms often reveal detailed personal information. It can include your location, your daily routines, and contact details, which stalkers can exploit to monitor and harass victims. So they can find this information through technology. And then the ease of constant, often anonymous communication through direct messages on social media, emails, and those interactions allow stalkers to engage in that persistent and unwanted contact. There's also GPS-enabled devices and apps that can be used to track a victim's movements, making it much easier for stalkers to follow their activities in real time. So to mitigate these risks, individuals should take proactive measures to strengthen their privacy settings on social media and online. Just doing some things like making strong and unique passwords, using a two-factor authentication and things like that. Just being cautious about what you're sharing online and sharing your personal information, and just reviewing your privacy settings as well can further protect against unwanted surveillance or messages. And then again, reporting any misuse or harassment to the platform. So if someone is, you know, stalking you through Instagram, reporting it to Instagram so they can help you as well. And law enforcement as well is also crucial for addressing and preventing stalking behaviours that are facilitated through technology.
So what are some of the resources and support services available if you are a victim of stalking, please, Alex?
Yeah, if you are a victim, you can access a lot of resources available. So victims can contact these services directly through the websites, or you can give them a phone call. So there is Victims of Crime Helpline. Their number is 1-800-819-817. Their website is www.victimsofcrime.vic.gov.au/get help. You can also visit Safe Steps Family Violence Response Centre. Their number is 1-800-015-188, and their website is safesteps.org.au. There's also the Orange Door, which is, their number is 1-800-312-820. Their website is orangedoor.vic.gov.au. And then, of course, there's Victoria Legal Aid. So they will give you legal advice if you need. You can call them on 1-800-677-402. And their website is www.legalaid.vic.gov.au. So, of course, you can contact Victoria Police as well. They can assist with safety planning, legal protection and investigation. And, of course, the Crime Stoppers Victoria website. We offer a lot of resources and ways to report stalking anonymously.
And I guess if anybody's listening that's thinking they're going to stalk someone, don't. That's probably one of the best bits of advice to anyone who's thinking of stalking. Alex, you haven't given us the Crime Stoppers website.
Our website is www.crimestoppersvic.com.au.
Thank you for your time again, Alex. I look forward to talking to you next month, and I'm sure you'll have another very interesting topic for us.
I certainly will. I'll speak to you then.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.